It was one of those artificially hot days that they used to call an Indian summer. It was no time to be paying a call to Bynah Gardens in southwest London, if there was a time for it. Outside the house I sought, there was a bright card tied to the railings with green twine. On it, in large exact capitals, was penned, "Lost, Siamese cat, answered to the name Confucius." Answers what? I walked up the steps, where the sun was warming up a pint of Jersey milk and a banana-flavoured yoghurt. Tucked behind the bottles, a Daily Mail peeped its headline. Berlin, a new crisis? There were buttons on that doorpost like on a pearly king's hat, but only one said, James J. Hallam, FRSA, in a flowing copper plate. That was the one I pressed. "You haven't seen Confucius?"
"No,"
I said. "I only missed him last night."
"Really?"
I said, feigning warm interest. "The bedroom window doesn't close properly," said Hallam. He was a gaunt-faced man of about 45 well-preserved years. His dark grey flannel suit was baggy, and on the lapel of it, he wore three neat discs of egg yolk, like the Legion of Honour.